Chapter 12. The Mountain. I cannot go back to town, so I run the other way instead, up the mountain, behind the cabin. I know that I have done something terrible, but I don't know what it is. A minute ago I knew, but every memory that I had from the last few hours has now disappeared. I know that I don't want to go back, but I don't know why. I am standing on a mountain in an impossibly beautiful icy place. Far below me is a bay with two boats and a cabin on the shore. Behind me are mountains as far as my eyes can see. This is the Arctic. I take two black stones out of my pocket. I don't know why they are there, but something tells me that they are important. I throw the stones into the snow, and I immediately feel happier. I sit down in the snow. I want to stay here, alone in this freezing place, forever. Flora! I can hear someone calling my name. I don't know who they are, but I do know that I don't want to see them. There you are, he says. It is a man, but it is not Drake. I turn and look at him. I don't recognize him. He has a beard and a brown spot on his face. He stands up and shouts something down the mountain in a strange language. He looks around and then sits down next to me. Let's go, Flora, he says to me gently. You can't sit here. It's not safe. You don't want to die out here, do you? I don't move. Perhaps you do want to die, he says, looking nervously around him. But I don't. And I don't want the people who are out looking for you to die either. There are polar bears here. There are terrible stories about what they do to people. So let's go down this mountain to somewhere warm. I shake my head. I'm staying here, I say. Do you remember me? He asks. No, I reply quickly. I don't want to pretend anymore. I'm Toby. I've made you lots of coffee. I've seen you every day for the last 4 days, he tells me. I don't look at him. Your life is difficult, Flora, he says. You fell in love, but things didn't work out as you planned. That's normal. You're normal. We all get hurt and do crazy things sometimes. Now please come down and talk. There are people here who care about you. I can't, I say. You can, Flora, he says directly. I will carry you if I have to. I'm not a little girl, I cry. But I am a little girl. I have been a little girl all my life. I think you're amazing, Flora, he tells me. You got yourself to the Arctic to find a boy. You are someone who gets things done. Yes, you have amnesia, but you are alive. But you might not be for long if you stay out here. It's too dangerous for you to be here. I'm not normal. I can't do anything because I forget everything. I don't know what I'm doing here, I say. Here's what I see, he says. I see a girl whose brain has been badly damaged. I see someone who has been shut away by her parents because they want to keep her safe. But inside her is a traveler who came here not to find Drake, but to find herself. You're the bravest person I know, Flora. I finally look at him. You're just being nice, I say. It's true. But now, please stand up and walk with me, because there are polar bears close to here, and they can run very fast. We must go immediately. The man helps me down the mountain, and when we reach the door of the cabin, he pushes me inside. This is Drake's house, he says. You wait here. 5 people are still out looking for you. I need to find them. He turns around and goes back up the mountain. I stand in the house, Drake's house. Does that mean that Drake is here? I really hope that I haven't got anyone killed by doing stupid things. After a few minutes, the door flies open and 2 women come in. I don't recognize them. One of them is wearing glasses. She runs to me and puts her arms around me.
Flora! Thank goodness you're back, she says. It's me, Aggie. I'm your friend.
The other woman has long, straight hair. She is holding a gun. She puts it in a cupboard and locks it. There are polar bears, I tell them. They are extremely dangerous. Yes, says the woman with straight hair. It's okay. Toby knows what he's doing out there. Come and sit down. The next person through the door is Drake, the person that I have come to Svalbard to see. I walk towards him. He is going to heal my memory and make everything better.
Drake,
I whisper. He looks at me, and I can see that he is scared of me. He puts a hand on my arm and leads me to the sofa.
Flora, he says. You don't remember, do you?
I shake my head. You kissed me on the beach, I tell him.
No, I didn't, Flora, he says gently. You remembered it wrong. You also think that I wrote you emails, but I didn't. You wrote them to yourself. You imagined it all. I'm sorry, but I'm pleased you're safe. You ran away, and we had to call Toby to bring others from the town to help us to find you.
I don't want to listen to him. Something has changed in my brain, and I no longer feel in love with him. I don't even know him. He is a stranger, and I cannot think of a word to say to him. I care more about the people out there looking for me. I don't want anyone to get hurt because of me. Suddenly, someone comes through the door. She has grey hair.
Henny! Shouts Aggie.
Henny looks very cold and tired, but she smiles when she sees me, so I must know her too. There is a gunshot outside, and I jump. The terrible sound rings out around the mountains. Everyone in the room is very nervous. I can feel it, but I don't want to look at anyone. A polar bear has been killed because of me. The door flies open, and 2 men fall through it.
Look!
Shouts Nadia, the woman with the straight hair. She is pointing to the window. We all look towards it and see a huge polar bear and 2 cubs walking calmly up the mountain. I turn and look at Toby.
Was there another bear? I ask.
No, just those 3, he replies. I used my gun to scare the mother away, but they are all okay.
I smile at Toby. Thank goodness, I say. Then I look at the man next to Toby. He is taking off his heavy coat, and underneath it is a colourful jumper.
Dad!
I shout. He opens his arms, and I run to him. I want him to hold me forever.